The Palestinian Authority has given U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry 24 hours to solve a dispute between the PA and Israel over the release of Palestinian prisoners. This comes during Kerry's visit to Israel, where he's held discussions with the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Kerry is also scheduled to meet with acting Palestinian Authority Chief Mahmoud Abbas in Ramallah later on. Meanwhile, the PA has rejected Tel Aviv's proposal to extend the so-called peace talks beyond April the 29th. An official with the PA has likened the offer to blackmailing. The Palestinians say they will not negotiate with Tel Aviv unless a group of 26 veteran Palestinian prisoners is released. The group was supposed to be freed as part of an agreement which brought the two sides back to the negotiating table last year. We're now going to speak to Mark Mason. He's a cultural and political analyst, and he joins us via Skype from San Francisco. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Mason. Now, first of all, 24 hours have been given to John Kerry by the PA. What do you think he can do in those 24 hours?
Nothing. That's unrealistic. The context here, we're running out of time during the recent attempts to bring the parties together to hammer out a very real peace process. But the peace process itself is essentially bogus. It's used as a stalling tactic.
Indeed. Do you think Kerry even realizes what has taken place since he started the so-called peace process? There has been an exponential increase in settlement building activity. These settlements are illegal. More Palestinians are being arrested. More houses are being demolished. Gaza is still under the crippling siege. So do you think Kerry even realizes the realities on the ground, or is he intentionally turning a blind eye to them?
He's certainly aware that last year Israel doubled the number of illegal construction projects in the West Bank. He's certainly aware that a day or so ago Israel destroyed a mosque and an apartment complex in East Jerusalem. This is an ongoing process. He's aware of it. I'm aware of it. You're aware of it. Everyone on the planet is aware that this process is fraudulent. It's a stalling tactic, and we're going to have to find a path, I think, if there's going to be a path in the very near future to a just settlement, is for the international community really to pressure the United States to get out of the way, because we need to have a third independent party, such as Bolivia or some other country that doesn't have its own axe to grind and an agenda here in the Middle East.
Well, now we do know that once this 24 hours does end, Palestinian Authority has threatened that it is going to go and seek international recognition. How important is that, in your opinion?
Very important. This is part of the stalling tactics, is that Israel does not want the Palestinian people and the Palestinian Authority to go back to the UN and to appeal to the international community, because there's been a real sea change. It's a matter of years. The process is creeping along, but the international community is coming to the understanding that Israel is indeed illegally occupying the West Bank and Golan Heights. They need to get out of there and sit down at the table and have very real concrete plan to provide a Palestinian state. And the international community is coming around to this through the BDS movement, the Boycott, Divest, and Sanction movement, through individuals and organizations, as well as the international community through the United Nations.
All right, that was cultural and political analyst Mark Mason. They're joining us via Skype from San Francisco. Mr. Mason, it's always a pleasure having you with us here on Press TV.